Welcome to the Floor Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 2nd of July, and I am recording at 9:12 p.m., and that is British summer time here in sweltering London. Okay, well, I'm sorry to have missed yesterday's output. A little bit technically challenged here over the last couple of weeks. Last week, they had a serious virus invasion. Now, that's been sorted out, at least for the short term. But then yesterday, the box that I have that receives data coming in, internet data coming in from my server, had a little meltdown. I don't know whether that was due to the record temperatures that we had here, although that would seem surprising, or whether it was due to a power surge, which is possible. I know a lot of other people had problems as well with their computers in our region of London. But the problem is it took easier to diagnose than to get fixed. But we're up and running here, as you can see, and touch wood, let that remain the case. Okay, here's the short, quick version of the comment of the day first. The main story, you're probably as tired of hearing about this as I am talking about it. But it is going to be Greek and Greece and what really happens on this referendum. And it looks like Merkel and co. are holding tough and not going to do any negotiations until after that goes through, hopefully leading to a change in government. Well, now, here's the likely outcome. The odds are favoring a yes vote, which would hopefully drive the current government out of power. Now, I say that because it's really been a frustration in dealing with them, and I don't think Greece is going to be better off for their participation. But taking it from the market's perspective, markets are going to be a little bit edgy as they were in here today, probably be a little bit that way tomorrow in Europe as well. But a yes vote would be favorable. A no vote would probably hit the markets because it would introduce more uncertainty and increase the prospects of Grexit. Whereas on a short-term basis, a yes vote would hopefully mean a change of government, an interim government coming in. And then I think investors would say, well, where are we in Europe? And they would conclude, as I am going to conclude here right now, that we have experienced a technical correction. And so valuations have improved in Europe and are competitive on a global basis. And we know that Super Mario Draghi's quantitative easing of 60 billion euros a month is going to continue well into next year, and that would be a bullish theme for stock markets. Moving on from there, Asia Pacific markets are a little bit steadier here, certainly than Europe, and I think India consolidating some recent gains. China, trying to bottom, question mark? I think quite possibly, but we'll see. Certainly China's had a good pullback, and there's real value in the H shares, that's the HSCEI index, and also in the Hang Seng index, that's HSI. Looking elsewhere, bond yields, government bond yields, they eased a little bit in here today. And the dollar index was a little bit lower, but the bond yields dipped down to 2.386%. I mean, it looks to me like this is a consolidation. That's what I've been calling it when I've been able to do these audios over the last couple of weeks. Consolidation within an uptrend. And I think we'll get a little bit more of that. U.S. will be closed tomorrow, actually. It's for 4th of July holiday. Enjoy that, American subscribers. And looking at the VIX index, well, it came down yesterday, but bounced off the small base formation that you can see on the chart, Closed a little higher here today at 2.38. Oops, that's not it. Closed a little higher today at 17.47. Remember, it hit nearly hit 20 a few days ago, and that was definitely a breakout of the trading range. So, other points to mention, we're still in this global corrective phase for stock markets, but we've probably seen most of the worst, and a number of oversold conditions exist there. And other factors to mention, well, commodity indices, probably basing agricultural commodities have led the upside recently, and the metals are still soft, but pretty oversold. Precious metals, people keep trying to talk them up, but you know, investors really don't seem all that interested. And on that note, okay, I'll go on to now to the longer broadcast comments, and picking up with this Asia Pacific region in stock markets, Japan really quite steady in here today, and it's been steady overall. I do like Japan. This is a secular bull market, in my opinion. I've said that for a while, but taking it one stage at a time, and we've certainly seen the cyclical bull market, and it's looking more secular to me overall. So I think it's good value, and I don't think you'll go badly wrong in Japan. China, down in here today, you know, the volatility has been absolutely enormous. In comparison, this was a quiet day with the Shanghai Composite Index only down 3.48%. There's no value there right now, and people are avoiding that. But as I mentioned earlier, the H shares and the Hang Seng Index, a good value, oversold, and I think they're worth a nibble in here in these markets. The Australian index had a good upward dynamic here today, up 1.53%. It's pretty oversold overall, and due for a rally. It does need resources to perform somewhat better. Now, India, which has been doing well recently, but of course it's that's coming off lows in what was a correction phase and lengthy consolidation, as I've described it. But we did get that Sensex up above the 28,000 level that I'd been talking about a couple of days ago. Now, it pulled back. It's due for some sort of consolidation on a short-term overbought condition. So it's down 75 points here today. So my guess is, we'll probably see a little bit of a consolidation on either side of this 2800, or just a little below the 2800 level, and then go higher. And other Asian markets, well, again, we've probably seen most of the corrections that we're going to get. Now, looking at the Europeans, very attractive if we get the yes vote on the referendum on Sunday, as I've already mentioned. So I'm not going to repeat all of that. The Wall Street, well, you know, it hasn't done much on the year. The S&P 500. Is up less than 1 point, and the Dow is down less than 1 point on the year to date. The Nasdaq's done best overall. Keep an eye on that, because that's the important leader in this in this overall cycle. As we're still in this global corrective phase, it wouldn't be surprising if we saw continued choppy activity here overall, but I would not be too bearish. And I emphasize this point. I think we're on the lower side of the correction that we have been experiencing. What would make it go lower would be a Greek no vote victory in the referendum on Sunday evening. And also if Wall Street, which has been holding up, not really going anywhere, but holding steady, we couldn't be shocked if Wall Street slips into a 10% correction before we end this seasonal period of underperformance. But I'm not really bearish. This is still a bull market, but a bull market in the wrong time of the year, and with some big question marks led by Greece. Okay, crude oil. Well, I think it's sort of in the middle of a likely trading range. The Brent at 61.82. It goes higher, supply increases, and supply has increased recently. So it got up to nearly $70. And I don't think we'll go down and see it go back down and retest those lows, because I think demand will be picking up over time. So I think we, maybe just get more ranging, and look, this is good for everybody but a major oil exporter. This crude oil price, and that's the key underlying point here for the global economy. Industrial metals and precious metals, cheap, no speculative interest on the long side, and two ways to look at it. You can worry about it because it suggests that GDP growth is too slow, and that's a valid point. On the other side, you can say, well, this is really a testimony to the effectiveness of technology in terms of overall lowering costs, and we can be reassured that the bull market in stock markets generally won't end without a sharp run-up in the commodity prices, and including those industrial commodities, including those metals. And meanwhile, the commodity indices, they look like they're just building bases, quietly building bases. Cotton, soybeans, corn, wheat, they all show clear action of that sort based on some favorable weather, but there's a long way to go in the U.S. crop cycle before that's over. So that's it. All the best to all of you, and I intend to be back here tomorrow. Good night.